Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Hello and welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. I'm your host, Tom Azure, with John Duman.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
It's great. Once a month, we get to do this together.
Yeah, we don't talk to each other any other time, do we?
Just the opposite. We do it daily, and he's my right-hand man, so I surely appreciate him. But he's also the editor of the Strong Tower Radio Ministry News, and he puts together the articles and does the layout, and you've done another stellar job.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay. We'll see. Wait till the listeners see it.
That's right.
Okay, great. Well, today we're going to talk about the lead article and Thanksgiving and prayer. And we have Pastor Paige with us, and we have Debbie Blosser. She's a retired school teacher, and she's the producer of Strong Tower Radio Variety Hour. Many of you have seen that, and you've definitely heard it on the radio. Well, John, any thoughts that you have?
Well, let's start with prayer, Tom.
Okay, please do.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your very many blessings. We thank you for this opportunity to speak with more members of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, as well as members that help us out here at the radio station. Lord, we pray that what we cover today will touch people's hearts and that they will be blessed. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, John, why don't you introduce, even better than I did, Debbie Blosser?
Well, folks, Debbie is a longtime friend. She's my boss when we have variety hours. She does a great job at that if you haven't been to one. We like to tease each other. She's my little sister.
You must be the big brother.
I don't know. I think she's just my little sister. I don't know if I'm a big brother or not.
Okay.
A brother. Anyway, Debbie Smith Blosser. Welcome to the program, Deb.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
So, Deb, when we put this newsletter together, we wanted the last quarter of the year to talk about prayer. But specifically for kind of each season, we wanted to talk about prayer with Thanksgiving, prayer with
the Reformation,
and so on. And I kind of cornered you on this one because we were running out of time. We could not find anybody to write this article this month. So I asked if you would, and you agreed. And then when I called you, you had a slightly different direction. Can you take us there, please?
Well, you know, God does amazing things, as we've seen so many times in the Variety Hour programs. And sometimes God uses us as a vessel to, like a plain-looking vase holds the flowers, and it's the flowers that need to be seen and not the vase. And I kind of think of that in this particular situation, that I, even though I was the one asked to do the article, that God didn't really have that in mind, but just for me to be the vessel, because I could put part A and part B together to make the whole, and I'll explain that. So it all started one evening. John, you had asked me to do this. I was listening to my husband read from the book, A Drop of Grace. We love the stories in that book, and we've been so blessed by it. And a thought came to me that other people need to hear these stories. And they're so filled with faith and prayer and trust in God. And I thought, I wonder if I could ask the author, Pastor Paige, if he would be willing to let us use one of his stories. And I know of Pastor Paige, and we have conversed briefly at times, but I didn't know him super well, and I wasn't 100% sure what his response was going to be. But I also didn't know what your response, John, was going to be, because I certainly wasn't trying to cop out on the doing the article, but I also did feel impressed that this was the direction that God was leading me.
Well, praise the Lord. So what story did you pick out of this, and what was Pastor Dennis's response?
Well, Jerry and I had talked about it, and I told him, I said, hey, let's just pick one of the stories that you just read, because that is just phenomenal. So I picked a story about Pastor Page and his wife when they were waiting to attend ministry school out in Oregon, and how God answered their prayers. Now, Pastor Page didn't know what story I was going to choose, and when I asked him about using a story from his book, he gave a response, which I was not surprised. First of all, he said yes to using his stories, but then when I asked him if he had a choice of what story, he gave a response that I wasn't surprised at all, and he said, just let God lead, please. And so the story that I was impressed to use was the one that I had just mentioned. And so that's what will be in the newsletter this month.
Well, that's cool.
Pastor Page, we've given you, you're the associate pastor at the Village Seventh Day Adventist Church in southwestern Michigan. It's called Berrien Springs. And we have a very good connection. We do the variety hours down at the Village Church quite often, and we often play many of Pastor Ron Kelly's sermons, so we feel very close and bonded to your church, and we are building a station down in Bridgman, which is in your backyard. Welcome to Strong Tower Radio today.
Amen. I'm grateful to be a part of this ministry, and thank you very much for the opportunity to share.
Would you tell this in your first-person voice, the drop of grace, a story that Debbie has chosen for us?
So in this particular story of my life, my wife and I were in the process of going to school for the ministry. I studied at Mission College School of Evangelism under Louis Therez. And I had spent some time doing the evangelism training portion, and then I started doing Bible work in the area while I was waiting for the pastoral ministry class to start. And circumstances just led in a way where we were out there for the schooling a lot longer than we anticipated, and longer than we had prepared financially for. So money was running out, and that's another whole story that people can read about in my book. But my wife and I came to the point where we were going to run out of money. We had just been invited to take up a Bible work position for a church that was preparing for evangelism, but it was going to be a little bit before we got our first check. And I remember the head elder called me in for an interview to talk with me about how things were going to go. And before we got done, we prayed together, and then he handed me a check. And he said, this should help you out a little bit, you know, as you wait on your first check. And I opened it up. It was a check for $1,000. I was blessed. I mean, I just went home, and my wife and I knelt down. We praised the Lord. We're very thankful, because that helped us get current with our finances at that time.
You know, you use the term Bible worker, and it's a term that is often used in the ministry and some denominations, but what is the definition of a Bible worker?
So what a Bible worker does is they work with a church, and they go out into the community, and they basically, we go to door to door, and we knock on doors, and we ask people about different things they may be interested in. It may be stop smoking. It may be a financial peace class. It may be depression recovery. It might be a prophecy seminar or individual Bible studies. And basically what I do when I was doing that is I'm collecting data on what we could do for our community, how we can be a blessing to our community. And as I file those things, there are people at times that want to do Bible studies. And so then I'll start a Bible study with them.
Well, very good. You're definitely finding out the needs of the people and then addressing those particular needs. So you got this check and it brought you up current. Was everything on easy street from there on out?
No, it was not. And what I love about walking with God is if you truly want to walk with God, He's not going to leave you in a comfortable position very long. Because if you remain comfortable, there is no growth. So what God does is He constantly leads you in a path to deepen your experience with Him, to make you aware of His love and commitment to you in a fuller way, and to build your confidence in His word, the promises that He has given, and in the Holy Spirit's leading in your life.
Amen.
So I have a kind of a question. Maybe it's a little premature, but did the Mission College or this walk of faith from check to check grow your faith more or prepare you more for further work?
Absolutely. It helped me understand that the most important place to be was always in the will of God. And as long as you're in the will of God, no matter what challenges you face, no matter how great a difficulty may be that arises, or circumstances you find yourself in, you know that you're where you are by God's leading. And when you know that, you can be confident that God is going to make a way out of no way. He's able to do abundantly above all that we ask and think.
Tom?
Yes.
I wanted to just interject something here because it seems like it fits in perfect. And actually, another reason why I chose this particular story is because I think that a lot of people understand that we should pray to God for different things. But I don't think that they understand the power of God's word. And I felt like this story demonstrated that there is power in God's word, and that we can see that in creation, that God spoke and something happened. The world was created. And a lot of times we don't think about that when we think about the promises of God, but if we would realize that God's word is actually alive, and when we speak it, something happens. And this story demonstrated that so well. I wanted other people to know and understand that so they could experience that for themselves.
You know, we learn more through the challenges than we do through easy, consistent, trouble-free living. I think that here at Strong Tower Radio, sometimes when we're talking about stations and stuff, some congregations and people who are supporters are a little reticent to ask the Lord for more than they can see. But here at Strong Tower Radio, it's just kind of a way of life here is asking the Lord for bigger things.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor Page, your immediate needs were met, but you worked for a few more weeks, and it seems like a reoccurring thing of needing to pay the bills happened again.
Yes, you know, so the interesting thing is we were receiving a stipend, but our outgoing income every month was $500 more than the stipend we were receiving. So we were constantly getting behind. And this went on for about 8 months. So money we had set aside to go to school, I was kind of using that to keep up. And then it came to the point where it was going to run out. And then we got that $1,000 check. That helped us. But a few more weeks passed, almost another month went by, and my wife and I realized that in 2 weeks, we were going to be completely out of money. And actually, in 2 weeks, we were going to be $1,100 short for meeting our finances. So we knelt down and we prayed. It was the way of life. And it still is the way of life. And I want to encourage our listeners to take your request to God.
Amen.
You know, let us remember that He paid an ultimate price to redeem us.
Yes.
And as it would say in Romans 8:32, He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely, and I'll repeat that, freely give us all things?
Mm.
So I always reflect back on the cross and the investment God's made in my life. So my wife and I knelt down and we prayed. We asked the Lord, it was a simple prayer. Lord, You see what's coming. In 2 weeks, we're going to be short $1,100 from making our ends meet. We're asking that You'll provide a way, and we're asking that it would come on time so we don't have to pay any late fees. And I remember the promise here in Philippians chapter 4.
Mm.
It says, be anxious for nothing.
Yes.
But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So we went up, we finished up our day, and we're just praising the Lord. The next day, I met with a pastor in an area where we were transitioning out of. My wife and I met him and his wife in his office. As I was talking to him, sharing with him interest that we were going to hand over to him, his wife was talking to my wife, Melody. And she asked my wife how we were doing. And my wife said, we're doing fine. And she says, well, when your husband was preaching at our church last Sabbath, I was impressed by God that this couple needs help. And my wife just looked at her and said, we don't tell people what we need. We just leave it with God, and He knows. So she said, okay, well, what is your P.O. box? So we gave it to her, and we had prayer with them, and we left. The next day, I was doing a Bible study with somebody, and just as I was finishing up, this pastor and his wife called me, asked if my wife and I could meet them over at a Goodwill store. And I said, sure, we can do that. I called my wife. She was happened to be at the grocery store at that time. And I told her that the pastor and his wife wanted to meet with us. And then she asked me, she says, there's a plant here that I would like to get for one of our students. His grandpa had recently passed away, so she was picking up a card. She says, there's a plant I would also like to buy, but it's kind of expensive. And I asked her, I said, well, how much is it? She said, $10. Well, we needed $1,100, so $10 wasn't going to make much of a difference in our bank account. I told her to go ahead and get it, which she did. She would then meet me over at the Goodwill with his pastor and his wife. They would thank us for working in their district. They opened up the back of their SUV, and it was filled with groceries. We were just so blessed. We looked at each other and we knew what each other was thinking, because we recognized that there was more fresh produce than we could possibly eat in a month before it would go bad. So we were already thinking, who can we help? So we loaded those groceries in our van, and they had prayer with us. Thanked us again for working in their area. They gave us a card, got in their SUV, and they drove away. My wife and I got in the van. We clasped hands and we prayed and we thanked the Lord for his provision and care. We opened up the card and there was $1,110 in that card. Needless to say, we wept.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just so taken back by it. Even to this day, as I tell the story, it almost brings me to tears.
Amen.
I was just surprised at God's provision. Here, he not only gave us the $1,100, but he included the $10 for the plant.
You had the faith to give that extra bit, and God reward you completely.
Amen. Amen. And you know, for all those listening, the Bible talks about giving a tithe and an offering on the blessings of the Lord, on your increase. And so although we needed that $1,100, we still gave a tithe on it and an offering. And the Lord still made up for what we needed and what we came short.
Praise the Lord.
Wow.
So Pastor Dennis, in keeping with this month's theme of prayer and thanksgiving, if we went back to those verses from Philippians that you mentioned, it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God." How does that work? How do you ask for something with thanksgiving?
Before you get it.
Well, you know, this here is where the faith factor comes in. Do you believe God cares for you? Do you believe that he loves you in an infinite way? Are you looking at the cross and counting the cost that he paid, what he invested in your life? Do you reflect on that? If you're thinking about that and you're reflecting back on Romans 8:32, you can be sure that God cares for you. And when that becomes fixed in your mind, when you realize the fact that even if you've only lied one time in your life, that's bearing false witness. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. You would deserve death. You and I and all our listeners deserve death. And Jesus Christ came, took on humanity, lived a righteous life, died the death we deserve, made the atonement for us so that we could have a fresh start in life. And when you look at what he invested in you, you can be assured that he cares for you.
So, Pastor, this is from your latest book, is that correct?
Yes, A Drop of Grace.
And if people were interested in purchasing this, how might they go about that?
They could go to my website, adropofgrace.org, and they can purchase it there. That's dropofgrace.org.
So I understand, too, that for every purchase that people make, you're going to donate two books. What would that be for?
Yeah, so I'm involved with a prison ministry program called Christmas Behind Bars, where we put together gift packages and take those to prisons. And my friend's ministry, he probably gives out more than 100,000 of these packages every year. So every book we sell, every book somebody orders, we donate to his ministry. And by the grace of God, just recently, we've given him 6,000 books.
Praise
we've probably
Lord.
Given another... We've probably given another 500 away to other ministries that have benefited from that. And so with the remainder books we have, as we sell those, we set aside enough to purchase two more books for his ministry.
Hmm. So, Debbie, you said you've enjoyed the book so far. What would you tell people about this book and whether or not they should actually take the time to purchase and read it?
Well, there's no question in my mind that one should purchase the book, and it's just one that grows your faith, and it shows how you can take scripture and that you can see the power of God's word, and it's just very real. It's not a step-by-step course. It's someone that's living the life of that's connected with God and how it works. And if it works for him, it can work for other people. I plan to get one for each of my sons so that they can, you know, enjoy that book as well, because it really is something that would strengthen someone's faith.
So have you got anything else going on right now, Pastor, that people might be interested in attending or hearing?
Well, we have a Reviving the Right Arm of the Gospel seminar coming up at our church in a few weeks. And right after that, we have an Amen Clinic taking place. Those are our big events closing out the year. But it's been a real blessing to serve at this church. We enjoy mission trips. I'm getting ready to take about a little over 100 people down to El Salvador, where we're building a college down there. We'll be dedicating that in March, and that's pretty exciting. So I'm getting ready to head down there again here in a couple weeks to just get some more things ready for that trip.
You mentioned about the Right Arm of the Gospel Revival, and that's called Medical Missionary Work. That's a wonderful combining of the gospel of Christ, just like Jesus did. He healed people, and then he spiritually set them free from their sins, from illness and disease, as well as from the disease of sin. That's a wonderful conference coming up. Do you want to tell people a little bit about what the dates of that are and how they can be attended if they wish?
Yeah, so the Right Arm Revival starts November 9th, and that runs through the 11th. And then the Amen Clinic, which is a free medical clinic that we'll have here, is November 15th to the 16th, and that's a first come, first serve. So we will have Mark Anthony here doing some preparing meals for the Right Arm of the Gospel Revival. So that will be another added feature to our event. And all are welcome. They can join us in person or watch us online.
Also, with that Amen Clinic, are you looking for volunteers to help with that clinic?
Yes, we are. So we're still taking volunteers for that, doctors. We could use dental hygienists still. And, you know, you don't have to be a medical person in order to volunteer. There's other positions you can fill. So you can go to our website at villagesda.org and get more information on both of these events.
Fantastic. Well, Pastor Page and Debbie, thank you so much for tag teaming. Thank you for the referral, Debbie, and thank you, Pastor Page, for your book.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much for the opportunity to share.
Yes, thank you very much. It was our pleasure.
Well, John, we'll be back after this break, and we'll be talking about the themes and the rest of the newsletter.
The Bible and God's character are under attack like never before. Here at Strong Tower Radio, we are proud to hold up the Bible as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We believe the Bible is the Word of God and contains the good news of God's character and His great plan of salvation for mankind. If you know and believe this to be true, won't you help Strong Tower Radio proclaim the truth about our God and His Word, the Bible? To do that, go to www.strongtowerradio.org, and there, on our secure website, you will find a donate button. Click on that and give as the Lord directs. Thank you for listening and supporting Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
Well, folks, we're back. I stepped out and my imagination was smelling pumpkin pie and all those good Thanksgiving foods that we probably eat way too much of. Being as this is the month to be thankful, not that we shouldn't be thankful every day, but this is the month that the United States uses to be thankful. We're back, and we're going to talk about the rest of this month's newsletter.
I always wait for those comebacks. Hey, listen, we're going to go with the president's perspective. I really do appreciate this direction. And David starts out his article with programming. Really, that's the heart of it, which helps change lives, which is the next topic in the newsletter. But, you know, it's interesting. We introduced something this year, listeners, that David has had in his heart for a long time, is doing a continuous reading of the scriptures. That's the ultimate lessons that we have to go to. And the scriptures is part of the reasons that we have this country and the freedoms that we have. The pilgrims came over for religious freedom,
mm-hmm.
and to believe as they saw God leading them to believe. You know, each one of us has to determine that for ourselves.
Absolutely.
And nobody else should decide for us.
Yep.
And so they came across. But we finished out the month of the Reformation, which was solo scriptura and the solos of solo grace and such, that were the rallying cries of to the Bible only and to grace only and to Christ only. And so we're doing, we just completed this by the time you've heard this, a wonderful reading, dramatized, which keeps your interest, the voice inflections and the reading is wonderful. And then to start us into that month of Thanksgiving and religious freedom, what a way to start. The just some of the updates, we're building 8 new stations, so there's always something going on. And David, that's one of his primary responsibilities, is besides the presidency, is putting these things together. And there are, John, there are a lot of moving parts. We sit in weekly staff meetings, and there's more details. You think, oh, this one's moving smooth, and then there's an antenna, a tower. There's details that you and I would never think about as we're listening to the radio.
Oh, man. What he does and what he puts up with week to week, trying to get information and contact this person and that person, you guys have no idea what it takes. And very, very soon, I can promise you, we will have stations going online. But it's there's a lot of red tape.
That's right. Red tape. Well, he's pleased to announce that that there's a donor who has given $5,000 towards our station in Illinois, our second station in Illinois. And when he was going down to the 3ABN camp meeting, that's in southern Illinois, they stopped by that tower and met with the owner to discuss some of the details. And it turned out to be kind of a God moment, John.
Yeah. It sounds like he's going to be a great person to be working with down there. They have place for equipment, which we're running into issues in some other places, and that's part of the drawbacks that we're hitting. So, it sounds like he's the guy to be dealing with down
there.
That's
absolutely. So it may be more than just about radio towers and equipment. We may have a relationship with that tower owner.
And certainly a chance to witness.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And John, you mentioned about those shelters. I guess if you have to, the way to imagine it, John, is you see those telephone workers out there and they're fixing the telephone poles. Sometimes they have just this little tent around them. You mm-hmm. used to see them up there, suspended up, attached to the pole up there, and you say, brr, that must be miserable. Well, it's the same way for our engineers. You're trying to concentrate on your work, and snow and sleet is pounding at your back and you're saying, does that wire go there or there or whatever they do in those shelters? So David is very, very conscientious about how we treat our engineers and try to have a comfortable, safe environment for them. And so those shelters often cost thousands of dollars, but he's found a Amish gentleman who has agreed to build several of these shelters, which will be a good quality shelter at a reasonable cost.
And praise the Lord.
So another step towards the process of putting these stations on the air. And then David tells about when he was coming back from the camp meeting, coming up the highway, as he saw those signs for those stations that we have construction permits, it just kind of made his heart. He looked at those signs in new ways, Bridgman, South Haven, Greenville, and also Owosso, Port Sanilac, and Houghton Lake, Houghton up in the Upper Peninsula. So we can't do it without you. I like to say, John, is that Strong Tower Radio is this is the steward. We're the fiduciary. That's kind of a legal language. We're the people who care for this, but we need you as listeners to make this happen financially, and your prayers combined with that makes the each one of these stations has a story of prayer.
Yes, it does.
John, why don't you talk about the probably the most important thing we do, and that is to be a conduit to change people's lives.
You know, it's a good thing it's not up to us to do this. Speaking personally, I can't change anything about myself. I mean, I can change my clothes. I suppose you could probably go that far, but that's about the extent of it, you know? One of the things that we really look forward to month is reading more about people who come into God's church after listening to Strong Tower Radio. And this month we have another great story. It's about a young lady named Gwen. And she had for years listened to a radio station, 90.1. Yet one morning she turned her radio on at 8 o'clock, as she always did, and she was listening to 90.7, our Harrison station. She was listening and thought, you know, this is interesting, because it was Bible Answers Live with Doug Batchelor and John Ross, and she didn't change it. And she didn't change it the next day or the day after that. She kept listening. And she had been searching. She had been attending various churches, and some weren't biblical in their answers to the questions she had. Some were just apparently just a celebration. They didn't celebrate anything that was spiritual, certainly. So what she was hearing on this radio station was answers to the questions she had. She got a chance to listen to pastors talk about various things, and she was moved. We believe God sent an angel to tune her radio for her, and I think she believes that as well. After a couple of weeks, she was convicted of the seventh-day Sabbath, which we all believe is the true day. And she started looking for the nearest Seventh Adventist church, which happened to be Gladwin. She walked in and found this big church and only 7 people in it.
Hmm.
And she wondered, why only 7 people in this big church? But folks, I don't have an answer for you.
But God does.
God does.
I'd say that's the faithful.
Well, it's possible that there was some kind of meeting going on and the rest of the members were over at that meeting, but it's not in the article, so I can't even answer the question for you. But anyway, as the story goes, and I don't want to take all of the surprise away from it, she studied, and she was actually taking 3 Bible studies at the same time.
Wow.
Amazing person. I can't keep track of half of what I'm doing by myself with just one thing, let alone 3. She was baptized on September 24th, 2022.
So she made a public declaration of her intent to follow Jesus all the way and have the biblical baptism of being immersed like Jesus was.
Yep. And she says, Strong Tower Radio introduced me to the truth. Not a truth, the truth.
Wow, what a wonderful story. We look forward to those stories every month.
Absolutely, we do.
And Cam does a beautiful job of capturing and writing those stories for us.
He's good at writing.
Well, it's my privilege to talk about current events because I'm the production director, and that's producing the local programming. And this is the busy time of the year. The last quarter has the three of the four big four that I call them. In fact, we're sneaking 4.5 because we're putting in some veterans in the month of November. We're working towards some Veterans Day programming to honor our veterans. But Thanksgiving is one of our favorite holidays here at Strong Tower Radio, and we think it's an opportunity to share and introduce people to Christian radio, to Adventists, Seventh-day Adventists, Christian radio, Strong Tower Radio. And you can do that by just turning on the radio. You have a family event. People come over to your event. Have a story playing in the background. Great music that's has a Thanksgiving ambiance to that. And your guests, friends, and families may ask about that station and might become regular listeners of Strong Tower Radio going forward.
Now, all that is true, especially the part where you turn on your radio. However, some of you don't have a station near you. We're working on that. We've got 8 new ones coming. So you can go to our website and you can stream it, or if you can download the app for your smartphone, you can listen to it via your smartphone. So it's not just turning on your radio for those people that don't have a station close to them, but you can get it just about everywhere.
Well, I have to make a confession to you, John. I live right next door to the station, and I use my smartphone app. So
there you go.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That channel never changes. If I'm in Detroit or in Cadillac, it's always the same station. And I really appreciate you. A good segue into the latter part of the article is we are moving out in faith, not only working on building these stations, but we took one step further. And that is our sharing cards and our bookmarks.
Yeah.
We decided we have 15 stations and we're going towards 23. So we decided to add them to these sharing cards. They're like business cards and bookmarks. And coming soon is the little asterisk behind that. But you know, it's not easy to put 23 stations onto one business card size document.
Yeah, well, you know, when you think about it, you could just list them out there, certainly. But if you're trying, as you know, if you're like me and you drive distractedly and you're trying to tune in that station, you're looking at the car, trying to find the number, the location you're at, it's hard to tell. So we tried to fix that by creating a radio dial with the call letters and the numbers as well to make it a little easier. But with 23 stations on tiny little cards, you can imagine the trouble that we had.
Well, our designer, Jennifer Brooks, came up with a wonderful solution, and now they are available. You can contact Strong Tower Radio and get your very own 23-station sharing card and bookmark.
Ask for extras so you can hand them out.
Absolutely. Well, you know, let's talk about some of the programs that we're doing. We mentioned about Veterans Day, but we're also running a program we recorded earlier with the Veterans Administration, and that is on veteran suicide prevention that we believe will be airing on a regular basis. It'll be part of the foundation of our Veterans Day programming. This program is for all people because this issue has become prevalent in our society, and there's information for veterans and non-veterans. Other things that we've done is we did an exclusive interview with Dr. Leela Lewis and Scott Ritzema. They're part of the Liberty and Health Alliance, and that's coming up in the month of November. They were kind of a guiding light during the confusion that during the period of COVID, giving ideas of health and ways to address that issue in a constructive way. And so you'll enjoy that particular programming. Also, Scott's planning on doing a Thanksgiving special. We're going to be recording that early this month and airing that during our 30 hours of Thanksgiving programming that starts at 6 o'clock on Wednesday before Thanksgiving and going all day to midnight. So, and we're also throwing in a little bit before that. We'll talk about that at the end of the program. There'll be a lead up with Pastor Jay, a wonderful program of what is the meaning of Thanksgiving?
That would be interesting.
It is interesting. Other things that we've done is we've been going throughout the state finding compelling stories. One of the funnest things is some of these virtual tours that we do, taking you to places you've never been and you'll want to go after hearing the Strong Tower Radio programs.
We should point out, Tom, that they're really not virtual tours. Virtual, as we think of it, is on a computer where you can, you know, by clicking here and there, you can go through a house or you can go through Disney or whatever without actually being there. But you do have to kind of imagine what's going on for these tours.
It's virtually in your mind.
Yes.
That's all radio is about.
Well, it's not all imagination, but you have to use your imagination.
Well, it's fantastic. We did three tours. We did one with the Hart Historic District Museum, and we walked through that building with the director of the museum. Then we also went to the Port Ludington Maritime Museum. It's only 4 years old. I had never been there myself, and being that we're the Great Lakes State, it just seemed right. And it's very interesting, a lot of things about the history of the Great Lakes, some of the boats, some of the ferries, because you know the Ludington Ferry is housed and comes out of that port. But there's also a great story about the, I think it was the Armistice Day, which now Veterans Day, storm that came across the country. It went from a warm, sunny day with parades to one of the worst ice storms in history, and they reproduce what was like to be on a boat, and there was quite a number of sinkings of ships. It was a quite harrowing story. Mm-hmm. Then we went over to the Mason County's White Pine Village. They've done a beautiful job of reproducing what it was like to live into Mason County, which is basically the around the county that Ludington is in. It starts in about the 1830s, some original buildings, the 1830s and 40s. This tour, John, the executive director, took us through the tour, and usually we have stops and starts. We walk from building, from house to church to shop to store to blacksmith, the whole nine yards, continuous recording. We never stopped the recording once. It was just wonderful experience, and the director put a spiritual aspect of, in those frontier days, life was dangerous and fragile. You know, when you work in a log, when you're in a logging operations, there was injuries and death. There was in the sawmills on the, you know, we talked about the port of Ludington on the ships. They had to stay close to God because tomorrow was not guaranteed for them. And the life cycle and time. And then we're working on a program. We're really excited about it. It'll probably take several months to produce, but we're looking at the top 10 community issues. We're looking at the issues that keep mayors and city councils awake at night. You know, how to deal with child abuse and drugs and transportation
The affordable housing.
Affordable housing. That's a huge.
It
has been in this area. I don't know, probably across the state, but in this area has been for decades been an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's 10 big issues that we'll be addressing over this period of time. With that in mind, I'm going to hand it back to you, John, to talk about the undeterred by circumstances.
Well, we all know how things can change very quickly. Circumstances certainly can do that. And there may be some of you out there that can remember the stock market crash of 1929. I personally wasn't around then, so I can't say that I knew about it, but I did study it.
It went from very high and heady good times to real crash.
Yeah, just a serious crash. Wiped out half the stock market's value, and it didn't recover from that wipeout for more than 10 years, and it ushered in the Great Depression. I know my older relatives at times have talked about living through the Great Depression and the way things were and what they had to put up with and such, and it was a tough time. But during all of that, there was a radio program started. It was a Christian radio program that went basically from coast to coast, and it was entitled Tabernacle of the Air, and it was broadcast on KNK, an AM station near Los Angeles. And the late HMS Richards started this program, and over the years, it turned into the Voice of Prophecy, and it is still a program that runs.
Which we run programs with Pastor Sean Boonster, who's the current speaker, mm-hmm. as well as Discovery Mountain.
The kids' programs, absolutely. It's a phenomenal program, and if you haven't caught on to the Voice of Prophecy, certainly look into it. But continuing on, historically speaking, Strong Tower Radio was launched in the midst of an economic weakness during 2007 and 2009, and the plan was just one station here in Cadillac. God had a different view in mind, and now today we're at 15, and we have 8 that we're building, so we're going to be 23, and we can see a couple more on the horizon that we hope to be able to obtain and add to the God's network here in Michigan. And we believe that there are some in southeastern Michigan that we need to be a part of as well, and God willing, that'll happen. So with all of the uncertainty and all of the problems out there in the world, why would we consider growing God's network of radio? Because we follow the living God. And as he shows us open doors, we, by faith, walk through them. And sometimes it's tough, folks. Now, a lot of times when we get shown a station that we should purchase, things are tight here. Things are really tight. But it's happened often enough that when that happens, we go, okay, what's the next one coming? And it always works out. God always delivers. So we look forward to opening up those stations around the state here that we keep talking about, and they will happen soon. And we look forward to the ones that we don't know anything about yet that God wants us to have and to be broadcasting over.
You know, John, playing it safe, the blessings don't come in playing it safe.
Well, that's true, certainly. How many of us actually play anything safe? I mean, has anybody driven on the roads today? Has anybody driven in the wintertime?
It's going forward when the tough going gets tough, the tough get going.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not so tough, but I understand what you're saying.
Thank you, John. Hey, we're going to talk about the events here in the waning moments here. Strong Tower Radio makes itself available. You can come out and see us at various venues that we're more than just a voice over the radio. That Cam Ferguson's going to be in the Grand Rapids area. It's actually the Wyoming Seventh-day Adventist Church on 44th Street at 9:30 on the first Saturday of the month at 9:30. And then he'll be transitioning for the 11 o'clock hour, speaking at the Bauer Church. That's just west of Grand Valley State University. It's the next road that goes north and south off of that. You can go and just make a little jog and be at the Bauer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Very nice little congregation. Then the following weekend, David will be at the Marion Church. That's near the Cadillac area, south of here. And then Cam will be in the Upper Peninsula. That'll be quite a ways away. He'll actually be in Central Time Zone at the Iron Mountain Seventh-day Adventist Church. And we're looking at our radio station up there. And so there's kind of a gathering and got good support, we heard, at the staff meeting from the Iron Mountain congregation. The Pier Church, the following week, Cam is scheduled to be at 10:45 at the Lapeer Seventh-day Adventist Church. That's kind of down there in the southeastern part of the state. And then David will be also at the Lake City Seventh-day Adventist Church. As we kind of wrap up the program today, I want to talk about the Thanksgiving program. Literally, it's going to be 30 hours of plus of Thanksgiving program. We can count our blessings. We can praise the Lord. And just wonderful programming. Building up to it is, what is the meaning of Thanksgiving? That'll be at the 9 o'clock. It's kind of the ministry hour that we have at 9 o'clock and 7 p.m. starting. We're starting it on Saturday instead of Sunday so that we can come right up to the Thanksgiving week. So that'll be at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. And the music programs will all have a Thanksgiving theme the week before. And then we're going to go from the Bible Answers Live has a Thanksgiving theme. The William Bradford story that has to do with the Pilgrims. He was the leader of the Pilgrims. We start at midnight with a variety hour, a Thanksgiving variety hour, back-to-back ones for 2 hours of variety programs. Fresh Manna, the sermon programs, will all have Thanksgiving themes from Monday. Then we're also going to have some specials, Tina's Thanksgiving, another one, The Day I Feared Most, and then we will have Restful Reflections. We'll also have a Thanksgiving theme. So just good programming for your Thanksgiving. Invite your friends, family, turn on the radio on the way to your gathering. If you're going to somebody else's house, have it playing for the family. Hosting it at your house, have it in the background. A wonderful opportunity to introduce people to this ministry that you love and support with your prayers and your financial offerings.
So contact us to get those new cards that we talked about with all the radio station information on it. You'll need those as you travel. And Tom, you know what I think we need to do?
Tell me about it.
Let's go find some pumpkin pie.
Okay, you've been alluding to that all hour. God bless, listeners, and enjoy this month, Thanksgiving. Give thanks to God and be with your family. And God bless you. Bye now.